producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we've been out in Abilene, Texas over the last couple days, and we've done churches, we've done tea parties. Well, actually, we're going to be doing a tea party tonight. We did a church yesterday morning and a church event last night as well. So we got one tea party tonight, and then we'll have another tea party tomorrow. So, folks, we want to show you that we're actually showing you our faith by our works, and it really is a payday for us to be out there amongst the people because I love being there. There's just something about it. Rather than playing the paper tiger, hiding behind a pen or hiding behind a microphone, that's never been us, that never will be us. We want to lead by example, and that's exactly what we're doing. I also want you to keep in mind, friends, we did not apply for the job. We're simply responding to the call of God in our lives, and that's exactly what we want the world to see, is the Christ in action, and that's exactly what they're seeing. So without further ado, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to follow us on our Twitter account, it is BradleyDean1. Again, Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible today. I'm going to share that number with you in just a moment. But before I do, if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, you can check us out on Bradley Dean on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. And we also wanted to let you know that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, friends, before I jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, what we're going to be talking about today, as promised, we've been bumped back little by little over the last couple days because of the information that we've gotten to you. It was that vitally important to get it to you, so we did. We took the time to bump it back. But we're going to talk about how you never lost the right, and I'm going to springboard that off of the Muslim Trojan horse where we began last week. We're going to finish, hopefully, today to get caught up. And then we're going to bring you over as well over to the Council on American-Islamic Relations, folks, and all 5,000 members across America, that the American people, to the equivalent of 318 million, are capitulating in the face of. It's pretty sick. It's pretty embarrassing. And America, I got to say, if you're tucking tail and capitulating in the face of the battle, you're a part of the problem. If you're standing up and doing what needs to be done, you call yourself a Christian, a conservative, or a patriot, then let's stand up and magnify the laws of our constitutional republic against the crimes of those that mean to invade our country. And let me tell you something, friends. We're seeing the evasion happening across the boards over in Europe, because what they're finding now is those migrants that are actually breaking into Europe, trying to break down and to invade the countries. Well, we're finding now, friends, that they're invading armies. We also found out that just recently, friends, that the Syrians over there, 4 out of 5 of them are not even Syrians. They're finding out that they're radical Muslims, folks. And here we have the Catholic Pope and a bishop, folks, actually telling the people, by the way, if you'd like to jump over to Sons of Liberty Media, I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but we're still on track. A major bishop of the Catholic Church to the nations of Europe, do not accept Christian refugees, only accept Muslims. You need to understand, friends, this is a part of a new world order. The Pope is a political pawn, just like everyone that is on the scene that the state-controlled media and the narrative push. The popular face, what they're saying, how they're saying it, how they're working together. If it's not China calling for a new world order, it's Russia calling for a new world order. If it's not Russia calling for a new world order, it's the American government calling for a new world order, all the way from Barack Hussein Obama, all the way back to George Bush Sr., over 200 times from the pulpit, presidential pulpit, the bully pulpit, if you'd like to call it that. Go online, check YouTube. Google his name, George Bush Sr. calling for a new world order, and you will see him say it over 202 times. So there's nothing that's hid from the American people, friends. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. It's happening today, and folks, they're using the UN as the front to establish a global order. And also keep in mind, going back to those that are calling for the new world order, those that are in alliance with the new world order, also keep in mind they agree that out of chaos, and the chaos that they themselves are responsible for creating, can come a new world order. So all this chaos that's taking place, keep in mind, it's all engineered, friends. It's all contrived, and it's all purposed for the very purpose of establishing a new world order. And what they're doing right now is they're using the radical Muslims to disrupt nations so they would work out their sovereignty and give up their sovereignty to call out to the United Nations for the needed help. And that's exactly what dictators do. There's nothing new under the sun. So again, friends, jumping over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I also wanted to highlight the fact that video shows Muslim leader admitting the terrifying purpose of Muslim refugees. So again, friends, they're playing the victims, but what they're finding is that they are the invading forces for a caliphate. Do your homework before jumping the gun and believing that they, for some reason, are the victims, when in fact they are not the victims. They are the ones committing the crimes. And we can also jump on the piggyback off that one on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, because we see designated terror group CAIR, C-A-I-R, we're going to talk a little bit about that in a couple minutes, targets Ben Carson over comments regarding Islam in the Constitution. Folks, this is a Christian nation. We're not asking foreigners for approval to call out the enemies for what they are. Again, folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Did you also see a Muslim welfare refugees trash a $2 million home that someone opened up to them? The Muslims trashed the home. And, folks, this is what we're beginning to see. Mask off concerning these radical Muslims. We also wanted to let you know that we have a high the military is coming forth now, folks, and actually telling you exactly who Barack Hussein Obama is and who's responsible for ISIS. They're being used to actually overthrow countries. ISIS is, and interestingly enough, again, friends, going back to the New World Order, he was over in Europe before he became the president of the United States of America, calling for a New World Order right behind the Bushes and right behind the Clintons, friends. So again, 2 + 2 = 4. You have to begin to put things together to understand what's going on in your country. And it's not theory, friends. It is not a theory. It's happening in your face. And what you should be concerned about more than anything concerning the state-run narrative is that they're not trying to play sleight of hand, getting you off of mark or off of topic or off of what really matters in your country. Do keep in mind that they are getting you to think about whatever they want you to think about, because if they can get you asking the wrong questions, guess what? They don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, right? And that's exactly what they're doing. And also keep in mind, it's not so much as to what they're talking about right now that should bother you. It's to the things that they're not addressing that should bother you, friends. We're going to take a quick break here. We're broadcasting live out of Abilene, Texas. And now, folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, I'm going to get that number to you right on the other side of this break, and we're going to start rocking and rolling the Muslim Trojan horse.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, folks. We're broadcasting live out of Abilene, Texas. We got a tea party tonight. We got another one tomorrow. And then we are back in the state of Minnesota. It's almost 90 degrees here. And interestingly enough, we left fall weather to come right back to the summer. So we went from summertime to fall time, back to summertime again. And then we're going to be going back to fall time again on Wednesday. So it's interesting as to how things are transpiring. But we're having a great time out here. And again, we're doing what we're commanded to do because we love, we respond. Folks, when I'm reading the news on Sons of Liberty Radio or sonsoflibertymedia.com, it's interesting how I can just look at scripture and prophetically understand exactly where we're at today. You know, it's interesting when you read in Deuteronomy 28 or Leviticus 26, namely Deuteronomy 28, there's 15 blessings to an obedient people, but there's 55 curses and warnings to those that disobey God. And you know what's interesting about that yesterday is when I was preaching at a church, one of the things that they were highlighting at this church, it was a creation science museum is where I was preaching in Abilene, Texas. And they had the Titanic back in, it was April 12th of 1912 that the Titanic actually sank. But it was interesting that the Titanic was warned 8 times before they went out at the, to the water. And for every warning they were given, Bruce Ismay, president of White Line Star, the owner of the Titanic, and not only did they say in their stupidity that God himself couldn't even sink the Titanic, but it was interesting that at every warning that Bruce Ismay was given concerning the Titanic to cross over and go to New York, he just blew it off. He threw warning to the wind. He didn't give heed to it whatsoever. And it reminds me of what happened in Hiroshima. For 10 days before they dropped the bomb, the atomic bomb, friends, they dropped leaflets down warning the people in that area that the bomb was going to be dropped, so they needed to get out of there. And again, the people that were slaughtered there, they didn't get slaughtered without warning, friends. They just didn't take heed. And when you parallel that as to what's going on in America today, the American people, for the most part, just think, we've heard that stuff before. Oh, you quacks. We know this, that, and the other thing. Well, friends, I can tell you this. And I can tell you as a witness, and not by what I'm telling you necessarily, but I'm going to tell you. But again, judge me by my fruit. You take a look at my ministry, friends, and you tell me prophetically over the last 20 years where we have missed what's coming down the road. Because we're in it right now. And so going back to Deuteronomy 28, concerning a nation that wickedly departs from God, the fruit of that nation, this is what God will do. In verse 36 of Deuteronomy 28, it says this, "The Lord shall bring thee and your president, which you shall set over you, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there thou shalt serve other gods, wood and stone." And now I'm going down to verse 49. And tell me if this is what you're seeing today. "The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as a swift as an eagle that flieth, a nation whose tongue that you shall not understand. A nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young." Is that what you're beginning to see in this country, friends? Well, if you say no, I'll tell you, either you have your eyes shut, or you have your ears shut, or you just simply don't want to take responsibility. And it's okay for other people to pay the price and to warn, yet you yourself want to exempt yourself from your obligation and your duty as a patriot in America. But, folks, this is exactly what's going on in our country. And I want to tell you something, friends. Now is the time to respond because we still have the freedom to do the right thing. This is just the beginning of this, friends. And it's time for America, like it or not, for you to repent towards God and put your faith in Jesus Christ. And, by the way, here you have it. I'm not asking. It's a commandment of God. If you'd like to call in at any time before we start rocking on this, which I'm going to do right now, the Muslim Trojan Horse into public schools, which we were talking about last week in Tennessee, the Bible Belt, friends, you can call in at any time over the next 45 minutes. The number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. We're broadcasting again live from Abilene, Texas, and we're hooked up right now. So if you'd like to call in, we have access. The accessibility is there. Let's jump over to the Muslim Trojan Horse. Last week we were talking about Maury County in Tennessee, and the parents were outraged because on September 11th, month that we're still in right now, they gave the kids in public school a test on how to become an Islam, or a Muslim, I'm sorry, concerning the Islamic religion, all the way from teaching them to become jihadists. Hey, friends, listen to this really quick. This is important. Learn to become a Muslim, fasting for Ramadan, learning the five pillars of Islam, memorize verses of the Quran, adopt a Muslim name, stage a jihad, a war against non-Muslims. This is what they're teaching in Tennessee, in Maury County, today, friends. This is what's happening in America. And no, I'm not talking about a third world country. I'm talking about your country. Now, folks, right after September 11th, I told the American people that there is no foreign enemy. I said, we are under attack by our own government. And if you look at Adolf Hitler, what our government is doing right now is acting out methodically, line upon line, precept upon precept, as to what Adolf Hitler did. And why wouldn't it be? Because when you look at the Bushes, their daddy was indicted in the 30s for actually illegally financing Hitler's war. Don't take my word for it, friends. Go online. It's all over the place. But since September 11th, America, you have been the ones that have been under attack. And over the last 20 years of my ministry, being in public schools and colleges, I've been blowing the trumpet for a long time, telling the young people, listen, it's not a foreign enemy that's attacking you. Remember what the father of our Constitution rightly said, James Madison, the fourth president. He said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Who would know better than what a foreign enemy would do more so than our forefathers, friends? Read the Declaration of Independence and see if you can't identify as to exactly what your government is doing to you today. And yes, I said what your government is doing to you today. The history of tyrannies, friends, listen again carefully. The history of tyranny has always been this. It's the government breaking the law The history of tyrants is always the government breaking the law, not the righteous, the unrighteous and the wicked. And that's what makes it tyranny in the first place, because they will not submit themselves to the law. And who is the lawgiver? God himself. And keep in mind, again, friends, it's the law that makes the king. So let's go over here, folks, because if you thought the United Nations International Baccalaureate, which is a global scheme, which was contrived in 1968, and the federal No Child Left Behind educational schemes were bad enough, or even Common Core, you might want to look a little bit deeper, friends. Because since the 9/11 attacks, you would think the administration, it would follow a little more prudence, it would use a little more prudence if they were sincerely concerned about a radical Muslim threat. No, we see the President of the United States of America advocating the works of the enemy that they are using to increase what? To advance a foreign government upon the American people. That's exactly what Barack Hussein Obama is guilty of, and he has been since day one. Again, keep in mind, he has violated the Constitution over 1,063 times. And he can be impeached, Article 2, Section 4, for the smallest misdemeanors, friends, not treason. So do your homework. Now, keep in mind, again, when Obama took his oath of office, he's instead defied America in so many different ways. He's given $1.5 billion to the Muslim-led Egypt in foreign aid. Shortly after the Muslim Brotherhood declared war on the United States, this is the same man that said America is no longer a Christian nation, followed by a reference that America may be noted as a Muslim nation. Do you see what's going on here, friends? Interestingly enough, in recent years, American public schools have been indoctrinated with the Muslim religion. Again, friends, you still have time to right the wrongs. And you know who the bad guys are, so we can't sit there and act like a bunch of fools that don't know the difference. This is all done in the light of day. Studies have shown over 500 historical errors in public school textbooks giving an Islamic slant to our youth. And again, as a result, our youth are subject to the following teachings. Again, learning to become a Muslim, fasting for Ramadan, learning the five pillars of Islam, memorize verses of the Quran, adopt a Muslim name, stage a jihad. This is what they're teaching kids in Tennessee in Maury County. Every one of those teachers should be fired. That community should rise up, find out who's responsible in the federal government, and bring forth a major lawsuit, because the federal government doesn't have any business teaching anybody's kids anything. It's a violation of Article 10. Well, some might say, well, how did this happen? Well, the ACLU, the communist organization themselves, said Roger Baldwin, the American Muslim Councils, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, that atheist organization, and the Clinton administration joined together, and they made a clause that opened the door to Muslim teachings while attacking anyone who speaks of the Christian religion in public schools. Folks, I'm going to take a real quick break here again, broadcasting live from Abilene, Texas. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Leave it alone. It'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic. The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and Income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, broadcasting live out of Abilene, Texas. If you'd like to call in, last shout out, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, we're talking about the Muslims' Trojan horse in America, namely what took place in Mowry County in Tennessee last week, where they actually took a test after a three-week course concerning the Muslim religion, fasting for Ramadan, how to become a Muslim, learning the five pillars of Islam, memorizing verses of the Quran, adopting a Muslim name, and even teaching the young people in America as to how to stage a jihad. Okay, and how did this happen? Well, we just showed you, friends. We just shared with you that the ACLU, the American Muslim Council, American United for Separation of Church and State, and notice these groups, friends, I've warned you and I've warned you and I've warned you that they are un-American, they are communist organizations, and now you're beginning to understand why these atheist organizations are enemies to their own country, because they're being used as a political battering ram to make way for what? Foreign enemies, unbeknownst to them. But Scripture does tell us, he who digs the pit, he himself shall fall into it. And the fact of the matter is, friends, we don't want to fall with them, so therefore what we need to do is lawfully execute judgment unto these people and deal with them while we have the time to do so. So, folks, going back to this, you see the courts backing the Muslim agenda when, for example, even going over to California, a school in California is teaching their students a three-week course, which essentially requires them to become a Muslim for that period of time. Folks, to prove my point, a representative for the American Muslim Council, Abdul Rahman Alamoudi, he today serves a 23-year prison sentence for being one of the top fundraisers of Al-Qaeda in the United States of America, which, by the way, is all contrived as well. In addition, there are over 225 Muslim schools in the United States and around 50,000 children who are being taught to, and I quote Brigitte Gabrielle with Act for America, that they foster an environment of hate, loathing, and resentment towards Western culture, Christians, Jews, Shiites, secular Muslims, and non-Muslims. So why is this happening? Friends, in a nation that was founded upon Christian principles whose students were nurtured in a biblical worldview, could it be that Christians became apathetic, went to sleep, and allowed this radical agenda to creep in unnoticed by the public at large? Of course, that's exactly what happened. Folks, let's go to the colleges really quick. Saudis have taken advantage of Title VI program that American government implemented after World War II for the education, by the way, after the UN was established, for the education of young Americans about foreign cultures and languages. How? They are using their riches from oil to pump millions of dollars into our universities to appoint Arab professors in departments such as political science, Middle East study, so on and so forth. So who are brainwashing our students with the anti-American point of view? They teach that the American people are the problem, that our foreign policy is the problem, that our wealth is the problem. Our enlightenment, our understanding is the problem. Our success, it's all the problem in which they have to deal with. Because we're the oppressors of the world, they're teaching these people. And this also explains why Obama is apologizing to other nations for America. And this is also why he is targeting the youth after this anti-American curriculum is sneaking its way into our schools. This is also why the ACLU quickly represents Muslims while refusing to defend Christians who practice their faith in public schools. But I want you to understand something, friends. You've never lost the right. Do you want to maintain your freedom? What's the price of liberty? Eternal vigilance. Let's jump over to the 10 facts about CARE. Organizations in the United States of America that have Muslim ties, radical ties, terrorist ties. CAIR, you know, C-A-I-R, the ones that are becoming the victims just like the radical homosexuals, you know, right on their heels, as I've always told you, America. CAIR was created by the Muslim Brotherhood, an Islamic supremacist organization that pioneered 20th century Islamic terrorism and sanctions violence against civilians. CAIR, C-A-I-R, only has about 5,000 members despite a membership fee of just $10. This is the new narrative of the state-controlled media, folks, playing out that they're now the victims. They're the victims of who? Americans. They're the victims of the Christians. They're the victims of the constitutionalists, friends. Isn't it interesting? Their enemies are the same enemies of the DHS. Their enemies are the same enemies of this administration and its bureaucracies. The FBI. Isn't that interesting, friends? For some reason, now these bureaucracies that have been created after September 11th, they see you as the enemy. You own a gun, you're the enemy. You believe that babies shouldn't be killed in the womb, you're the enemy. Do you believe that you're a Christian nation? Are you a Christian? You're the enemy. Hey, folks, are you a constitutionalist? Do you believe in the American way of life? You're the enemy. You need to understand that you're the enemy. And these people and these bureaucracies that have been created are on the side of CARE. If that's not the case, why is the law? Why is the hammer not falling upon their crimes concerning what they've done to America? And why is it that all of a sudden now no longer are they the terrorists, but now America, you become the terrorist? Because this is perfect judgment. CAIR, C-A-I-R, represents the opinions of only 12% of Muslim Americans, according to the Gallup. There's no such thing, friends. Muslim Americans? Really? No. When our forefathers talked about religion, it was under the umbrella of the Christian faith. Are foreigners, are they afforded asylum in America? Of course they are. But they're still ruled by the Mosaic Institution, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, like it or not. No one can deny that. Nobody can deny that. No, but see, that's not good enough because we know in Texas, friends, one of the leaders of the CARE organization said that we're not under American rule. We're under the rule of Allah. You see how this works? CARE, C-A-I-R, receives financial support from foreign powers who have also provided direct support to Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda and Hamas, which have all been created to establish a new world order. Tara has solicited money from sponsors of Tara and receives financial support from convicted terrorists. Care, the new Victim in America founders, have praised terrorists to Muslim audiences and said that suicide bombers are acting on behalf of Islam. Wow. CARE has raised funds for terrorists under the guise of helping 9/11 victims. Of course. CARE board members have called for the overthrow of the United States and the imposition of Islamic law. CARE has suggested applying the Sharia punishment, the death penalty, to users who criticize Islam or Islam on the Internet. At least 15 high-level CARE staff members have been under federal investigation for ties to Islamic terror. Where's the convictions? How come they're not highlighting this to the state-controlled narrative anymore? Because they're using useful idiots, as Vladimir rightly said, Vladimir Lenin under Stalin's regime, to make way to destroy their own country. And these useful idiots don't know the difference between their right hand and their left hand. So if you're listening to the state-controlled media, friends, do understand it's all bought and paid for. Oh, by the way, CARE has discouraged Muslim Americans from cooperating with law enforcement and has spent more time and money advocating on behalf of convicted terrorists for their victims. Wow. So do you want to see Islamic law eventually in America? If not, then why not? What's your position on religious profiling? Do you denounce Saudi Arabia for profiting non-Muslims and preventing them from traveling to Mecca? Why do you refuse to condemn the killing of Americans in uniforms? Do you believe that it's wrong for Muslims to force members of another religion to pay money to Islam in the form of, I'm not even going to try to say the name, friends, tax, a Muslim tax, Sharia compliant tax? Folks, I mean, it's just so far out of hand. And, you know, when I preach to crowds, it's great because the first thing I'll tell these people is you need to understand something, that I'm not talking to a third world country. I'm talking about you. And it's interesting that gloss over their eyes seems to dissipate really quick. And, folks, we're not talking about third world dictators anymore. We're talking about the guy in the White House that the American people are tolerating. We're talking about Valerie Jarrett, who wears the pants concerning Barack Hussein Obama behind closed doors, who also lives in the White House, that is an Iranian Muslim. So maybe that will help you understand what's going on with the Iran deal. You need to understand the politicians that are going along to get along on both sides have sold their souls for gain. You need to understand that treason has been committed by several of our representatives in this country. And it's interesting because not one representative in this country has actually drawn up the articles of impeachment concerning this president. Not one. And, folks, this is the best we have. Let me ask you something. Is it good enough for our children, our sons and our daughters, our brothers and our sisters, our moms and our dads, our uncles, our aunts, our grandpas and grandmas, to fight their wars? Folks, is there some form of congressional immunity when it comes to our representatives, that they have somehow received a right to go ahead and desecrate the memories of those that fight, bleed, and die? America, have you been so dummied down to believe that they can actually do this and to believe that it's law because they themselves can do it and get away with it? Well, you know, if it wasn't the fact, then why are they still there? And, folks, again, I love the institution of government that God ordained. And just to show you how they all counter themselves, they are the ones that swore to God and man that they would uphold the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. How many times do these representatives need to be busted concerning their crimes, their acts of treason concerning and against we the people before the American people figure out that this isn't a game? And again, that we're not talking about a foreign country. Is it going to take place? Are the people going to wake up after the fact when it's too late? Because, folks, John Kerry right now, on orders of Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal himself, they're talking about releasing a whole bunch of foreign immigrants into America right now. And you can rest assured, friends, they are not immigrants. They are an invading force. And you can mark my words, you have been told. We're going to come right back, and we're going to talk about how you never lost the right.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Ted Baer, and I just want to commend Bradley for the wonderful program that he has, for his great dedication to faith and values, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, the fact that he's willing to go toe-to-toe with the forces of darkness, and really able to present the truth and love of the good news of Christ.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com. Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, friends. Again, we're broadcasting live out of Abilene, Texas. We got a couple more tea parties, and then we'll be back up there in the state of Minnesota. We're going from 90-degree weather back to, I think it's the 50s. So, again, friends, we left summer to come to fall in Minnesota, and then we left fall to come to Texas to come back to summer. And now we're going to be going on Wednesday back to the fall time. So we're back and forth, but we're out here doing this stuff, and we're doing it because we love what we do, because we love the God that we serve. It's just truly that simple. So, again, we're here in Abilene, Texas, broadcasting live, friends. Folks, I want you to understand something, that when you begin to take a look at what our forefathers prophesied, I believe many of them said things that they didn't even realize what they were saying. And I'm talking about, like, for example, in Abraham Lincoln's time. He wasn't around during the Revolutionary War. And interestingly enough, when you think about the things that he said, even in his time, it's pretty prophetic. And they told us things. They gave us warning signs, things to watch out for. And they would say things, or they'd end up saying things such as, for example, again, Abraham Lincoln. He said, "America will never be destroyed from the outside." You're exactly right. Look at us geographically. He said, if we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Let me say it again. Abraham Lincoln said this: America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. And how are we destroying ourselves? We're destroying ourselves by not taking responsibility for the issues at hand. The greatest deception in America right now, friends, is the fact that the American people believe, for some weird, twisted, perverted reason, that the government has a right to violate the law. And furthermore, where it's been perverted even a step further than that, is the fact that the American people act as if they don't have the power to impeach and indict. I don't care if it's a representative, it's a congressman, or if it's a senator, or even the president or the Supreme Court member, folks. It's all applicable to each and every one of them, Article 2, Section 4. Every single one of them can be charged. And it's so incredible to me. I'm still a young man, friends, but I got to be honest with you. I mean, that's all I've known my whole life is war after war after war after war by this administration, by this government. But again, America was warned by Eisenhower about the military complex, industrial complex, and exactly what have we been seeing over the last 40 and 50 years, friends? War after war after war after war, all contrived. Money-making wars, and we're standing back trying to figure out what's going on. When are the American people going to take responsibility instead of sitting there being thrown back and forth by unlawful debates? Hey, folks, do you realize just a point that I've been making over at the Tea Parties recently? There's no gun debate, but the state-controlled media has you believing there's a gun debate. No, you have rights. There's no debate. Shut it down. Hey, folks. Obamacare, there's no debate, but as long as they can get you caught up in the debate, you think that there's some lawful debate going on when, in fact, it's a violation of Article 1, Section 8. No, there's no debate. Shut it down. Folks, homosexual marriage, there's no debate. Shut it down. They didn't abide by the laws of our Constitution because the right giver didn't give them opportunity to violate or the right to violate law. There's no debate. But see, the state-controlled media keeps it out there as if there's some sort of debate going on. And what's happening right now, folks, is the older generation, they're getting caught up into politics, and rightfully so in some parts. But to pay attention to what's going on in front of their faces concerning this infiltration of an advancing army through the guise of migrants coming over from the Middle East, we're already seeing what's going on over in Europe, and friends, you can rest assured it's going to happen here too. They're conquering nations. And by the way, I don't want to give power to the enemy because in America, again, if the 318 million would simply respond to heaven, it'd all be over like that. But you can rest assured on one thing. You're going to pay the piper concerning the 50 million babies that you've allowed to be slaughtered in the womb. You rest assured. For every time that we see an unjust law attempt to usurp a rightful law, you're going to pay in judgment sooner or later. You're just not going to get away from it. But what we need to do is, again, friends, we need to take responsibility as to what's going on in our country and deal with our representatives. Because what they do is they keep kicking the can down the road and the American people try to figure out what's going on. We just heard from Lindsey Graham, the pervert himself, the other day on the debates concerning CNN, friends. And what did he do? Oh, there's nothing we can do about this president. He's a complete liar. And you know why they're defending the president, friends? It's because they're defending themselves. You need to understand that these politicians are not calling for action concerning the president of the United States because they themselves are protecting themselves. Mark my words. Now, I better hit this really quick because I got just a few short minutes. Martin Luther, the great reformer, said, where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved. And to be steady on all the battlefields besides is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that one point. Now, this is my point. You've never lost the right. I did a radio interview not too long ago. We had a victory, a First Amendment victory at Boca Raton, Florida. And it was the second one that year that we set national precedence in public schools. And the show host that I was talking to was mentioning that the Christian religion is under incessant attack in public schools. He complained that soon we would not have the right to say certain things in public schools. And it jacked me up, folks. Does that sound like the America that you know? I then said to him, sir, I had to set the record straight on his conservative radio program. You never lost the right. I said, students still have a right to pray on public school campuses as well as college campuses, as well as work. You've never lost that right, America. You forfeited that right. Students have the right to read their Bibles on a public school campus. Students have the right to form religious clubs on campus in public schools. Students have the right to hand out tracts in public schools, flyers, or other religious material on campus. Students have the right to do research papers, speeches, so on and so forth, with Christian themes. You've never lost the right. This is a Christian nation. Students have a right to be exempted from participating in assignments that are contrary to their religious beliefs. You've never lost the right. Students have the right to discuss religious Christian issues even while other students may overhear them. Oh, I mean, God forbid, friends. I mean, folks, namely to the 78% of the Christians in America, at least those that profess their Christianity, God forbid they actually hear you talk about the God that you say that you love. Shame on you. And despite the fact that we have rights, it amazes me how much time we'll spend and people will spend proclaiming defeat and giving power over to corruption when they still have the freedom to do the right things. Blows me away. If the American people would instead spend their time bringing about resolve by upholding the law, advocating judgment, and thereby establishing righteousness, we would have peace. And we would have our country back. We need reformation in this country, friends. The American people have been led to believe that the anti-American groups such as the ACLU and others that I talked about during the first segment have a right to violate our founding documents. No, they don't. And people have also been deceived into thinking that students in public schools belong to the government, as if to say that the federal government is free to violate the 10th Amendment at will. No, they don't. Friends, as someone who has taken the time to read our founding documents, the Bible, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, I can't find anywhere where I've lost any of my rights unless I'm willing to give them up. And just keep in mind, American government, the purpose of it, friends, is to ensure our rights, not to steal them away. And I always bring this up, and I need you to understand I bring this up for a purpose, that we are a blood-bought nation, both in the natural and in the spiritual. Because when reading these documents that I just named, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Bible, I have to remember that men fought, bled, and died to give me my blood-bought rights and my freedoms. And friends, I want you to understand that this may sound over the top to some, but honoring their sacrifice is the reason that I stand my ground and fight. Because I'm not going to stand back and allow corruption to desecrate the memories of my family members who died in war. And your family members that died in war. And I want you also to understand, too, before the end of the show here, friends, God is willing to give you what you're willing to fight for. But you have to first stand up and fight. And I want to encourage you. You still have the freedom to do the right thing, America. There's no excuse as to why we're going to ignore our obligation and duty before a just and a holy God. We're too young to die, and we have our posterity to fight for. And I'll tell you what, America is still worth fighting for to me. And I hope it is for you as well. Broadcasting live out of Abilene, Texas. Got Bradley Dean, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. Talking 23. See ya.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.